In the age we're living in, many people believe it is not a matter of if, but when they will be involved in an active shooter situation. That's where the Boise Police Department comes in. For the past 6 to 7 years, the BPD has been offering active shooter training at schools. And recently, they've opened that training up to organizations and businesses, and they are at capacity. Boise Police Officer Kevin Whitmus does half a dozen trainings a month, and he joins us live in studio today to talk about the training and why it is so important. So first, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start with the fact that good news in here in Idaho is that the active shooter situations are so rare that police say you can't recall one in this area.
No, we've not had an active shooter in Boise. Well, you know, we've had armed subjects and shootings and things like that, but we have not had a classic defined active shooter
and
situation.
And define what you mean by active shooter situation.
That's an active aggressor that's killed three or more people that has the primary goal of causing as much carnage, as much shooting as they possibly can in a short amount of time.
And why is it important to, you know, to get people trained in this? And we're not necessarily talking about, you know, arm yourself, but what to do.
Right. It's a challenge for the police department to figure out where the next scenario or situation is going to be. You know, as a citizen, you hear what's on the news and it seems to be schools or commercial businesses and things like that. But, you know, where's the next one going to be? That's what causes, I think, the fear in the general public. And so, that, you know, where's it going to happen? Is it going to happen at the mall? Is it going to happen at BSU? Is it going to happen at the village? These are kind of things that we think of, you know, we call soft targets where people are. So, you know, having a plan in place, at least talking about it with your family or friends or your children, you're better prepared to, should something go down like that and you have a massive police response, you've at least talked about it. You know, our kids have the training in schools reference an active shooter as far as what to do, like a soft lockdown or a hard lockdown, depending on the circumstances. You can look at most of the businesses. Up until recently, they honestly haven't talked about that with their employees. You know, what is the primary factor that we're going to have the police respond, you know, who's going to make that decision, you know.
So what are some of the things that in your class, which, by the way, these classes are free, correct?
Yes, they are.
What are some of the things that people should be thinking about? Because is it, if you at least have a conversation about it, like you just said, psychologically, you may be more prepared?
Right. Yeah, you can, any person out there can Google active shooter, and there's literally hundreds of videos and different philosophies out there. We choose to go with the Department of Homeland Security's Run, Hide, Fight. It's a very simple, easy thing to remember. And no matter what kind of training you've had for the active shooter stuff, it's all basically the same thing. Have a plan, keep it simple, and talk about it with either your coworkers, your family, or friends so that, you know, you've at least thought about it once. You know not to hesitate. Because time in these things is critical. Most of them happen between 3 and 15 minutes. So if you hear those gunshots or you hear something that's out of the norm or see something suspicious, you know, see something, say something, that's what we're getting at with that message, is to take action on that so that you're prepared should something immediately go bad and you have a plan.
I'm speaking with Boise Police Officer Kevin Whitmus about active shooter training that the Boise Police Department offers. If you have any questions, please get those in right now. You can go to idahomatters@boisestate.edu, and we will try to get to your questions before the end of this segment. But if you have those, go to idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You talked about the protocol that you follow, the run, hide, fight.
Yes.
Can you explain what that means exactly?
Simple terms, running, that is the best thing. We don't encourage anybody to take on an armed subject without the training and potentially the weapons or things that would be needed to stop an active shooter. Creating distance between that incident or that whatever it is, you know, whether it's an active shooter or someone driving through a large group of people. Create distance, you're a moving target, you get away from that scene, and then hopefully additionally police resources will respond to that to take over and give you direction as far as what you need to do. The hiding, we consider that as probably the last resort, honestly, because, you know, you don't have anything else to do. You can't go anywhere. We don't really recommend people fight, but it may come to that. You know, if you're in the last room and that active shooter is aggressing you, you have to do something because most likely, I mean, their intent is to come in there and cause harm, if not kill you. So have a plan. Talk to the people that you may or may not be with to have a plan if you're trapped like that or hiding. Again, hiding also, you know, you might be able to crawl into a small cupboard or a closet, turn off the lights, lock the doors, barricade doors, things like that. Those are all good because the typical active shooters that we've seen, they want to just get in there and accomplish their goal, for lack of better terms. But they don't want to break through doors and take a lot of time to get to people. They just want to move through wherever they're at and cause as much carnage as they can.
Has this protocol changed over the years? Because it seemed, you know, when we started hearing more about active shooters, that it was that, you know, find a place to hide.
Right.
That's changed, though.
Yeah, I think, you know, social media and all the different videos you can look at out there, I think it's just a common occurrence throughout the country that people are educating themselves more, seeking that opportunity to educate themselves on, hey, what if this happened here? What should I do? And that's a good place to do it. I mean, there's honestly lots of videos out there you can watch, but it's a simple philosophy, run, hide, fight, and it doesn't get any simpler than that. You know, create distance, get away from there. If you can't hide, and as a last resort, you know, be prepared for that physical encounter. Talk to those people that you're with because it may be life or death, and you need to have the mindset to neutralize the bad person and protect yourself or whoever you're with.
Are you surprised by the fact that your classes are at capacity, that you have a waiting list?
We do have a waiting list. We just had one. There's about 140 people there when I think it was booked within like the first week or a few days. But I think as more and more people hear about it throughout the community, you know, one of the things that we throw out there is, you know, have businesses practice fire alarms all the time. Schools practice the lockdown drills. What business in Boise or what businesses have or have not, you know, thought about talking with their people about that and running some kind of a scenario or, hey, what would we do if we had a bad situation happen here? And so it's gotten the ball rolling, I think, and more and more people are wanting to you know, thinking about it, what would we do if that happened? We should probably do that.
Do you think it's something that every organization should get updated on? You know, should take a class like this, get your employees aware?
I do, because a lot of, you know, education is powerful. The more you know about something or if you've thought about it or talked about it, you're going to react better than if you have never just, you know, it's not going to happen here. It's not going to happen here. We can't live that way, whether it's, you know, if you have a small business, you can come to the Boise Police Department and take the class. If you have a large, you know, we like 30 to 50 people, those size businesses or larger will come to your location. We also have Ed Fritz will do the safety walkthrough with your business, and we'll talk about cameras and alarms and panic buttons and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it just makes people more aware of what's, you know, how is our office set up? What is our plan if this happens? And it's gotten people talking about it.
What about private citizens? And I ask that because I run through scenarios in my head, I think like a lot of people do. One of them being like, I have children. So, you know, if I'm in a situation, let's say, or any other parent, and you have your children with you, and this idea of, you know, run, you know, if you're supposed to run first, yeah, I have a fourth grader who's 100 pounds.
That's, right.
I mean, I think about like I can't physically pick both of my children up anymore.
Right. And again, you know, as a parent, have that talk with your kids. You know, if you're ever at the mall or someplace where something bad is happening and, you know, you have the serious voice, you guys run. Get out of here. Do it now. Go through that and kind of role play with them a little bit. I mean, don't scare them, but just say, hey, sometimes bad things happen in our society, and if we're ever in a place where I tell you need to go or you need to get in there and hide, it's not the time to sit there and hold on to mom or dad and seek further direction. They need to understand, run to that nearest exit and get out of here. I will find you at the car or, you know what I mean, kind of have a meeting place.
Almost like how you go through like a fire drill at your home,
exactly.
Something like that.
Exactly.
So we have a listener who just sent us an email, Elizabeth, wanting to know, how can churches keep themselves safe?
That's been a popular one for us, too. Same way as anything else. Talk about it with your congregation or whatever. I know a lot of churches here locally I've met with, and they, you know, so a lot of the citizens have CCW permits and things like that. So they'll identify people in their church that are willing to get that training and education and take on that responsibility to be kind of like a doorman or have a protocol in place. You know, hey, I'll be the one to call the police. If something goes down, I'll be the one to, you know, should this person be escorted out, or, hey, this is a bad situation. We need to intervene right now. And they've made that decision. They're going to go that route. That's pretty much been the most popular one here I've seen in Boise. But I mean, not every person should carry a gun or accept that responsibility without the training and education.
And how about, we just saw this, it made headlines over in Eastern Idaho about, you know, parents showing up to schools that were on lockdown and they had guns with them, you
right.
know, because they're concerned. And, you know, even if you have a valid mm-hmm. permit, I mean, not the best
Right. Not the idea. Not the best idea. We really discourage that. It's one of those things, yes, I understand as a parent, you're going to want to go there. You're going to want to know what's going on as soon as you hear something. But just understand that should something like that happen, we're going to designate a safe place where parents can go. And we're going to get that information out as soon as we can, or whatever business or, you know, employees are involved and things like that. We will get that information out. The worst thing you can do is go to that location because it hasn't necessarily been deemed safe yet. We're not going to have the information that you're looking for, or you're going to be prevented from the police by going into there. More so than anything, I mean, you picture a school with 2,000 kids. You add 4,000 parents to that showing up at the school to find out what's going on. It's going to be chaos, and it's going to shut down the roadways. We're not going to be able to get EMS, fire, police resources to where they need to go in a safe manner. So there's better ways to handle that. And again, education, find out what the protocol is, what's going to happen from your local police department.
I want to thank you for coming in today, Officer Witness. I hope I said your last name right, Kevin.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. And if you or your organization is interested in taking a free class, we will put a link to our website. And you're having you just had a class.
We did just have a class. Just real quick, we also put on several new instructors to go around the valley because the demand is so high. So there will be more classes coming, Facebook, Instagram.
Look on your website, all of those
yes.
social media places.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.